The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 586.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's a jewelry designer recently featured on CNBC, Pop Sugar, People, and Next Shark for designing jewelry for the Olympic athletes, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Sonia Hao. Sonia, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Sure. Hi. I am a jewelry designer based in Los Angeles. I create a jewelry line that kind of is a hybrid of high fashion and high-end jewelry and fashion jewelry. So it's kind of like in the middle. I've been doing this for about 5 years. And yeah, this is the journey I've been on so far. I recently was on the Olympics for designing the jewelry on some of the Olympians. So that was really exciting earlier this year. And yeah, that's for the most part what I do.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Sonia, what's your cultural background?
I am Chinese American, born and raised in LA. Yeah, both of my parents are from Hong Kong. So
thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite quote, I would say to always persevere, just always keep working at it. When you start it, like, anyone who starts a business, you know, you would always fail. So my quote would always be, the thing is to, like, you know, you have the next 60 years to work on it, you know, because we're pretty much going to live for at least the next 60 years. So you might as well just keep on going at it. I mean, it's a long quote, but yeah, kind of some food for thought.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think the thing of self-confidence is the ability to always, to be resilient. So you kind of have to be confident to always keep on trying with anything that you're passionate about or that you love in life. I think that in life, there's always going to be failures. So it's important that we always know how to bring ourselves up. And that's confidence right there, to always keep on going.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, being resilient. You know, when it comes to confidence, you know, being resilient is huge, right? Because when we face challenges or when things don't go our way, we just have to keep on moving and keep picking ourselves back up. So thanks for sharing that. And Sonia, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I've always kind of always had this thing where, you know, failure is always a part of life and that's just a part of succeeding. So that was a quote or motto that I've always had all my life. But what I did prior to doing my jewelry business is I actually worked at Disney in corporate. So I worked in the entertainment industry for about 12 years.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, like, you can go out there and do something on your own, especially creating your own jewelry line? What was that aha moment?
Well, I've always did it as a side hustle. While I had my full-time corporate job, I think this is so relatable to many people because a lot of people have a full-time job working for someone and they're always scared about taking that leap and, you know, doing something full-time. And I was the same way, and which is why I did it as a side hustle. So it was like always on the side. I would do it on the weekends or after work. You know, instead of watching TV, people usually just go out, hang out with friends, watch TV. I still did that, but not as much. I, you know, focused on my jewelry and did that at home. I wouldn't go out all the time, but maybe like once or twice every 2 weeks, you know? So I still try to find that work-life balance with having a full-time job, doing my side hustle, and having a social life.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, because you're able to, you know, keep that balance and, you know, doing your full-time job, doing the side hustle and, you know, taking time to have personal time. What's your life been like now?
It's been more hectic. So now that I'm doing this full-time, it's been pretty hectic. After the Olympic exposure, I have more responsibilities in terms of making sure the marketing is intact and, you know, my website and continuing with this press traction. So yeah, it's been busy.
Well, I'm sure it's a good busy. To the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, I would say to, if you're something you're passionate about, and even if it's something that you like to sing or you don't want to do that, you know, you don't want to jump into that entirely, I say you slowly build it, you know, whether it takes 5 or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, you slowly build it and will eventually hit there where you will meet a network and meet a lot of people in that industry where you can finally go full time with it. You know, especially if you have a full time job and you rely on that as income, you don't quit. Still continue your side passion on the side and build it. Whether it takes 5 or 10 years or 20, it's fine, you know. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain at that point. So I would tell them to continue doing what you love while still having, you know, a full time job if you need that income.
Thanks for sharing that. Those are some great tips that you mentioned, especially, you know, a lot of people feel like we need to pursue our passion or, you know, have a goal like right away. And if we don't, you know, have that goal, it's like we fail. But, you know, sometimes our passions do take time, right? Sometimes it might take like you, it took you five, you've been doing it for 5 years, some people 10 years, some people 20, but they just keep going at it because they love what they do and it will pay off, right?
Exactly. It will pay off. After all that hard work, all the networking you've built, all the traction, you know, like, but you have to be fine with also failing the next 5 or 10 years or 20 years. You know, it's just not just one career path of starting a business. It could be any area. Like, you know, you see a lot of actors out there that have been, I don't know if you know the one from Fresh Off the Boat, the main character, the female lead, the mom, she wasn't, you know, she was an aspiring actress for over like 10, 20 years. She didn't really make it until her 30s. So, you know, she kept on going at it, kept on failing audition after audition. And she finally, look where she is now. You know, not only does she have a top TV show, you know, now she has a movie coming out in August, Crazy Rich Asians, that all the Asian people are talking about now. So, you know, the main focus here is to know that, you know, you get to always just continue your passion, whether on the side or not, just do it and you'll eventually build attraction.
Thanks for sharing then. You know, I still remember how Thomas Edison found 10,000 ways for a light bulb not to work. And, you know, they say like 90% of the time you're going to fail, but that 10% that you do succeed makes a huge impact on the world. Like, you know, Thomas Edison creating the light bulb and constant woo, right? Making a huge impact now and creating more visibility for Asian Americans in the entertainment industry because they all just kept on going at it and they had a purpose. So I really love the tips that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your jewelry, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, absolutely. My social media on Instagram is, you know, at Sonia Howe Jewelry. So it's SONIAHOU Jewelry, JEWELRY. And my website is www.soniahowe.com. So it's SONIAHOU.com. Yeah, and feel free, you know, I also have a, you know, want to share a discount code. I'll like to share your name. It's Shichina20. You get 20% off by going to my website and buying anything.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Sonia, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Sonia's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Sonia for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Sonia.
No problem. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.